The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense. Waking
up and got the bills. Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you on board. If you need to find out more, go to stevegruber.com where you can get the podcast and so much more. Plus, you can catch us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, and follow us on Twitter. Thank you for the support. On the hotline, before we get to our next guest, Rush, checking in from Mackinac City. Rush, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you very much for having me. In regards to the guy, the comment about drunk driving, a friend of mine was killed in Southern California by a drunk driver actually running a stop sign, and he also commented that running a stop sign wasn't a serious crime. Well, if that gentleman had not have been drunk and ran that stop sign, a good friend of mine would still be alive today. So
let me ask you this, Rush. Let me ask you this. Did that break up a family?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. His mother, you know, misses him every day. His father misses him every day. And unfortunately, at the time, he had an unborn baby. So that child is now growing up without a father.
An orphan. And Bill de Blasio thinks that it's no big deal to drive drunk if you're an illegal alien in America, in New York City. Rush, thank you for checking in. That's the kind of story that we'll have here in a moment with Rich Mallow, the New York State Director of Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, who'll join me shortly. But first, Byron Henry here, attorney, constitutional scholar. Byron, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you.
Hey, real quickly, tell me about this, the firing of Sally Yates, the acting attorney general who got the boot. You know, they're calling it the Monday Massacre. The Democrats are, of course. It doesn't compare to what happened in October of 1973 when Richard Nixon fired his own people. But hey, they say everything's unprecedented to the Democrats, apparently. You tell me what your thoughts are.
Well, first and foremost, the Attorney General serves at the pleasure of the president, and there's a couple principles at stake here, one of which, of course, is should the Attorney General follow, if she believes it to be an unlawful order, the acting Attorney General, then, of course, if she honestly believes that the order is unlawful or unconstitutional, she doesn't have to follow it, but the right thing to do there is to resign. It's not to be insubordinate and to refuse to enforce the law. In fact, even in her letter, she doesn't call the order unlawful. If the order is not unlawful, the DOJ policy has usually been, if there is a reasonable basis to defend a law or an executive order, the Department of Justice's job is to defend a law or an order of the President of the United States, unless there's basically no reasonable argument to make for its illegality. And even then, if the President orders you to defend an order, then your choice is not to be insubordinate and refuse to follow orders, but to in fact resign and say in good conscience,
I'm going to guess, Byron, that order. I'm going to guess that you've heard of Alan Dershowitz, and he said, we all have, Alan Dershowitz said she made a political decision, not a legal decision, and it was a bad one. Would you agree with that sentiment?
I would agree with Mr. Dershowitz 100% on that statement. She did not believe that it was, quote, right or just. That has nothing to do with her job. The President of the United States is elected by the people to determine what is right and just. Not to determine what's lawful, but to determine what's right and just. If she doesn't believe that her boss is acting in a rightly or justly way, as Mr. Dershowitz said, I believe that that's a political decision and she needs to step down.
All right. Attorney and constitutional scholar Byron Henry with us on the program. Let me ask you this, because you hear this a lot over the last 48 hours or 72 hours. It is unconstitutional for the president to block people coming in from these other countries. There's no truth to that whatsoever that I can find, but you're the expert. What say you?
I'm not aware of any constitutional right or any place in the Constitution that gives any person that is not a citizen of this country to come to this country for any reason, whether it to be to vacation, to work, to go to school, or for any other reason. That power is given plenary to Congress, and Congress can grant that privilege at its whim or deny that privilege at its whim. And in most of these cases, they have delegated the authority to administer immigration to the president, except in very rare instances. So as long as President Trump is coloring within the lines with respect to the law, meaning what Congress has said, and I believe in this case, Congress has given him the right to suspend immigration from certain countries for periods of time in the best interest or for the safety of the United States, then there's nothing unconstitutional about that. The only thing I would say, Steve, is if someone is already here and has a visa and has a vested right to be here because they've already been vetted and they're on their way or they get here.
Different circumstance.
That is different, and they should have a judge. They should have a lawyer, and they should have a court decide whether or not they have any due process rights to stay, and that's what's happening. That's the way
I agree with you. I agree with you. We are a nation of immigrants. We are also a nation of laws. That's That's who we are as Americans. Now, I want to ask you this next question. Federal judges in at least four different places now have said that they're not going to enforce Donald Trump's executive order imposing restrictions on immigration. Do they have that latitude, these federal judges appointed, by the way, by Barack Obama? Do they have that latitude in your estimation?
Well, first, I believe that most of the federal judges that have entered orders have simply entered stay orders, which said until we have a chance to have a hearing on this, a full hearing with briefing from both sides, the only thing they've said is you can't send these people back. You have to let them stay until we can have a hearing, which I believe is the correct course, because what they're doing is preserving the status quo, because once you send someone back, they're gone. And if they did have a right to be here, then, of course, you can't fix that problem. So that's a very limited scope relief. I don't know federal judges entering orders that basically say Donald Trump's orders are unconstitutional or we're not going to enforce them. There hasn't even been any full hearings yet. So I believe this incremental step of holding these people here, and I'm not even sure very many are even being held anymore, until they can determine whether they can stay, is exactly what the court should do to make sure these people that are here don't have due process rights. With respect to those coming from other countries, no, the courts have no right or no role in saying that
exactly.
President Trump cannot keep people, wait 90 days and post pause on immigration from other countries as long as Donald Trump stays within the statute that Congress has passed.
Yeah, I have a copy of the Constitution right here. I see nothing referring to immigration or those of foreigners from other nations, and I think that what we've gotten into is a bad habit of when people don't like something, especially those on the left, don't like something, they just start screaming it's unconstitutional, even though generally that's just not the fact. Byron, I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and you have to be careful. I mean, if you're going to make arguments, I mean, I'm a structural conservative. I believe that court and Congress should check the president and vice versa, and therefore I want to make sure that everyone stays within their within the checks and balances. But in this case, the Constitution doesn't speak to this directly.
And Byron Henry, I think we should also have you back after we learn who the president's choice is to fill Antonin Scalia's seat on the Supreme Court and what's going to happen. Byron Henry, always a pleasure. Byron Henry, attorney and constitutional scholar here on the program. 25 after, you're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.